His anger left him suddenly. He looked across the fire at Lenny's anguished face, and then he looked ashamedly at the flames. It was quite dark now, but the fire lighted the trunks of the trees and the curving branches overhead. Lenny crawled slowly and cautiously around the fire until he was close to George. He sat back on his heels. George turned the bean can so that another side faced the fire. He pretended to be unaware of Lenny so close beside him.
"George?"
Very softly. No answer.
"George?"
"What do you want?"
"I was only fooling, George. I don't want no ketchup. I wouldn't eat no ketchup if it was right here beside me."
"If it was here, you could have some."
"But I wouldn't eat none, George. I'd leave it all for you. You could cover your beans with it, and I wouldn't touch none of it."
George still stared morosely at the fire. "When I think of the swell time I could have without you, I go nuts. Never get no peace." Lenny still knelt. He looked off into the darkness across the river.
"George, you want I should go away and leave you alone?"
"Where the hell would you go?"
"Well, I could go off in the hills there. Some place I'd find a cave."
"Yeah? How'd you eat? You ain't got sense enough to find nothing to eat."
"I'd find things, George. I don't need no nice food with ketchup. I'd lay out in the sun. Nobody'd hurt me. And if I found a mouse, I could keep it. Nobody'd take it away from me."
George looked quickly and searchingly at him. "I've been mean, ain't I?"
"If you don't want me, I can go off in the hills and find a cave. I can go away any time."
"No. Look. I was just fooling, Lenny, because I want you to stay with me. Trouble with mice is you always kill them." He paused. "Tell you what I'll do, Lenny. First chance I get, I'll give you a pup. Maybe you wouldn't kill it. That'd be better than mice, and you could pet it harder." Lenny avoided the bait. He had sensed disadvantage.
"If you don't want me, you only just got to say so, and I'll go off in those hills right there, right up in those hills, and live by myself, and I won't get no mice stole from me."
George said, "I want you to stay with me, Lenny. Jesus Christ, somebody'd shoot you for a coyote if you was by yourself. No, you stay with me. Your Aunt Clara wouldn't like you running off by yourself, even if she is dead." Lenny spoke craftily.
"Tell me, like you done before."
"Tell you what.
About the rabbits?"
George snapped. "You ain't gonna put nothing over on me." Lenny pleaded.
"Come on, George. Tell me, please, George, like you done before."
"You get a kick out of that, don't you? All right, I'll tell you, and then we'll eat our supper." George's voice became deeper. He repeated his words rhythmically, as though he had said them many times before. "Guys like us, that work on ranches, are the loneliest guys in the world. They got no family. They don't belong no place. They come to a ranch and they work up a stake, and then they go into town and they blow their stake. First thing you know, they're pounding their tail on some other ranch. They ain't got nothing to look ahead to." Lenny was delighted.
"That's it! That's it! Now tell how it is with us."
George went on. "With us, it ain't like that. We got a future. We got somebody to talk to that gives a damn about us. We don't have to sit in no bar room blowing in our jack just because we got no place else to go. If them other guys gets in jail, they can rot for all anybody gives a damn, but not us." Lenny broke in.
"But not us. And why? Because I got you to look after me, and you got me to look after you, and that's why."
He laughed delightedly.
"Go on now, George."
"You got it by heart. You can do it yourself."
"No, you. I forget some of the things. Tell about how it's going to be."
"Okay. Someday, we're going to get the jack together, and we're going to have a little house and a couple of acres, and a cow and some pigs and..."
"And live off the fat of the land,"
Lenny shouted.
"And have rabbits. Go on, George. Tell about what we're going to have in the garden, and about the rabbits and the cages, and about the rain in the winter and the stove, and how thick the cream is on the milk, like you can hardly cut it. Tell about that, George.
Why don't you do it yourself? You know all of it.
No, you tell it. It ain't the same if I tell it. Go on, George, how I get to tend the rabbits.
Well, said George, we'll have a big vegetable patch and a rabbit hutch and chickens. And when it rains in the winter, we'll just say to hell with going to work, and we'll build up a fire in the stove, sit around it and listen to the rain coming down on the roof. Nuts. He took out his pocket knife. I ain't got time for no more.